News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says his ministry will be working with the police to reintroduce the truancy officer program in schools. The program will ensure all students are accounted for during school hours. Senator Reid says keeping children in schools will lessen the likelihood of them becoming involved in criminal activities.
Once they are at school age, they must be attending school regularly and account for whether they're not attending school regularly. Because if they're not attending school regularly, they must have a good reason. They must be sick. But it can't be that they just drop out of the system.
Minister Reid was addressing the first in a series of anti-gang workshops at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston recently. He adds that the government is doing all it can to ensure that all Jamaicans access quality education. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that mining and quarrying grew by roughly 25.5% from January to March 2018, making it the top-performing sector over the quarter. PIOJ Director General Dr. Wayne Henry says the mining and quarrying sector's outturn resulted from a 28.7% increase in bauxite production. This, he says, reflected increased alumina and crude bauxite production.
Alumina production was 27.1% higher, reflecting the resumption of productive activity at the Alpart Alumina Refinery since October to December 2017. This resulted in an increase in the average capacity utilization rate at alumina refineries by 13.2 percentage points to 61.9%.
Dr. Henry was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly media briefing at the agency's New Kingston head office last week. Other sectors recording growth were construction up 1.5%, manufacturing up 1%, and agriculture, forestry, and fishing up 0.5%. The Ministry of Justice says outdated laws are to be revised and modernized to make fines a deterrent for breaking the law. The matter of outdated penalties came up for public discussion last year, following two cases in which convicted persons were fined considerably small amounts. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the ministry is reviewing the monetary penalties of over 800 pieces of legislation.
What the Legal Reform Department has done is to take these laws of Jamaica, 850 that had penalties in them. We're putting 14 matrices for all the ministries. So every ministry will now have to look at the penalties, some of them $2, $100, $40, and make recommendations as to what the penalty should be.
Mr. Chuck says he is to receive a report by the end of this month that will enable the Justice Ministry to begin taking the legislation to Parliament during the current fiscal year with a view to upgrading the penalties over the next 2 years. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is reiterating that the introduction of the Primary Exit Profile PEP will see a more student-centered approach to teaching at the primary level. Manager of the Ministry's Student Assessment Unit, Terry Ann Thomas-Gale, says teachers will receive a comprehensive report following the performance task exam in grades 4 and 5. Mrs. Thomas-Gale adds that the report will show teachers how much of the curriculum students have mastered.
It is out of this report that a customized program will be built for the students. This program will help the teachers to plan the way forward for our students and how it is that they are to implement the grade 5 curriculum so that measures and activities can be more student-centered. It can be geared towards the students' level of achievement of the different curriculum.
Mrs. Thomas-Gale was speaking at a JIS think tank session last week Thursday. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James-Oyes.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Motorists, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.